Versant English Speaking Practice Test 3. Versant English Speaking Voice Test Practice Exams with sample responses, free recordings, and exam tips. Copyright 2022 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A, Reading, Instructions. Open your test book to Part A of the practice exam. Read the sentences out loud when you hear the sentence number. You should stop speaking when you hear the beep. Note that on the real test, you will see the sentences on your computer screen. Sentence 1. Sentence 2. Sentence 3. Sentence 4. Sentence 5. Sentence 6. Sentence 7. Sentence 8. Sentence 9. Sentence 10. Sentence 11. Sentence 12. That is the end of Part A. Part B, Repeat, Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
Could I get this in a larger size?
Employees should contact Brad for more information.
We are hoping to buy a house next month.
It takes 10 days for the item to be delivered.
We need to ask Madison to help us with this.
My sister's house is on the south side of the city.
Could I please join the English class that meets on Tuesday evening?
Customers are entitled to make returns for 28 days after purchase.
Go through the main door and then open the door on the left.
Everyone else had gone home, but Monica took no notice.
The waves came in as the boat went by the dock.
His flight for London leaves at 9:30 p.m.
If you pay after the 5th, late charges will be added.
You can see a great view of the mountains from the balcony.
Many different kinds of classes are available at the local college.
I enjoyed looking around, even though I had no intention of buying anything.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Questions. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words rather than a full sentence. Example. Would you make a call with a camera or a telephone? Answer. A telephone.
The game has been called off. Have they played or has it been cancelled?
Can you drink juice or cake?
What item would you use to cut food? A suitcase or a knife?
When Reese cleaned the clothes, did she wash them or iron them?
What day of the week comes before Friday and after Wednesday?
How many minutes are there in half an hour?
Does an outgoing person probably have a few friends or many friends?
If you let an employee go, do you hire or fire them?
Who would you ask to mow your grass, a gardener or an engineer?
Is something economical usually cheap or expensive?
Carter just got a promotion. Is his boss happy or unhappy with his work?
If you want to send email, would you use a computer or a magazine?
Janice was laid off. Is she working or is she unemployed?
Bailey is going to cook meat for the barbecue. Will he wear an apron or mittens?
Would Faith play a piano with her hands or elbows?
Ezra feels too cold. Should he light a fire or open the window?
When a person tells you something in confidence, is it well known or a secret?
That snake is poisonous. Is it dangerous or harmless?
What would you use to clean the window, a sponge or a shovel?
You have ordered a frozen milkshake. Is it warm or cold?
If I have my head buried in a book, am I reading or sleeping?
If Easton's floor is flooded, does he need a mop or a fork?
I am not clear about the explanation. Have I understood or am I confused?
What organ in the human body is used for breathing, the lungs or the stomach?
You need to bring something up at the meeting tomorrow. Should you speak or be silent?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Sentence builds. Instructions. Rearrange the words or groups of words that you hear to form a question or sentence. Say your answer in the time provided on the recording. Example. Over. Get. Here. Answer. Get over here.
Getting used to. She was. Her new job.
Forever. Ignore it. You can't.
The hotel. On the weekend. Is busy.
Before. Been a problem. There has never.
A raise. Last week. I was given.
You can. Your password. Easily change.
On Monday. We'll be finished. The project.
A new car. To have bought. They seem.
With something dirty. Was covered. The floor.
To hear. Everyone wanted. About the news.
That is the end of Part D. Part E. Story Retelling. Instructions. Now you will hear three stories. You will hear each story once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the story. Tell as much of the story as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Carl is the owner of a technology business, and he frequently needs to fly to meetings in other countries. He had a big trip planned for an important meeting in the north of England. However, when he arrived at the airport, he was informed that it was snowing heavily there, and the flight was cancelled.
The family next door has a new baby named David. The baby is normally very quiet, but he cries quite loudly whenever he gets hungry. One night, the father made a bottle of milk for David, but he didn't like it because it was too hot. The father added some cold water, and the baby drank the whole bottle and went to sleep.
Freddy wanted to make a special birthday dinner for his mother. He went to the store and got everything he needed to make a nice meal, plus some extra things to make a special cake. When he was making the meal later at home, his phone rang. While talking on the phone, he forgot about the meal in the oven and it got burnt. However, the special cake turned out to be delicious.
That is the end of Part E. Part F. Open questions. Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Should a person ever borrow money from a family member? Please explain your opinion and give examples. Should a person ever borrow money from a family member? Please explain your opinion and give examples.
Many people believe that life was more difficult 100 years ago. Do you agree? Please explain and give examples. Many people believe that life was more difficult 100 years ago. Do you agree? Please explain and give examples.
That is the end of practice test 3.